Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. And happy holidays for everyone. Everything I can give to you in terms of my love and everything else for 2025, I'd like to do that. And in response, maybe you can just comment or like us, or even go to our Facebook pages at NABWMT, we're also on nabwmt.org. That's our website. You're all welcome. Last year, of course, we spent a lot of time trying to fight the battle of racism and homophobia. And we did that throughout the year. And understandably, we're kind of in a down mood and trying to take a rest from all this issues of culture and values. And we found that from all of our work, of course, the Democrats lost the mandate to do good things, and the Republicans were able to take up the three parts of our government. Although the House, as you recall, is a slim margin and gets even slimmer when they try and discuss issues and then take the power of the purse and make sure the government can pay its bills. That's another matter. But this year, what I want to do is focus not too much on the culture issues, although we'll be fighting for people, but looking carefully at the actions that the Republicans, particularly Trump, take, but not the words. And it looks like, to me, a lot of people are focused on his rhetoric, on his words, on his Truth Social and everything like that. Well, this year I'd like to focus, and I hope everyone else does, on his actions so we can follow up on that. Now, just as a reminder, Trump won because of the economy, although very stable, people were still worrying and having to live through all the price problems, all the stagnation and the like. They worried about immigration, they worried about their health, and as a result, the voters that came out were mostly white voters in terms of the majority, and Trump was able to expand his coalition, and driven mostly by men, even though women turn out as a higher share, but not enough for Harris to win. In addition, it's my general feeling that America is not ready yet for a woman to be president. Other offices, yes, but not the president. The bright note was there is some boundary conditions on this, some guardrails that ticket splitting did happen. And we've won some houses, state houses, and that gives encouragement that at the local level, at least at the state level, there's some sanity occurring. The Democrat voting turnout was way off, concerning the polls underestimated Trump's support once again. They were useful, but not that much. Trump basically won working and middle class, while Democrats won over college-educated people. That's my understanding of what happens. And going forward, we need to emphasize some of these things, looking at younger people, looking at men specifically, trying to get back to our roots, which is the working class class people. So be vigilant when Trump has an action, or Congress or the Republicans have an action. Not the words, just follow up on them, and then that's where our activism, our protection of our values and our institutions and our legal situation should occur. Please join me in having a great Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and look forward to the new year so we can refresh and then get on with the business of making sure the NA's values and yours are what we want. Thank you for listening. All the best.